Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
How in the world did we get to this place? We are at our final stop for the WICC Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, and I have one very happy diner owner sitting in front of me, Nick at Frankie's.
Good morning, Melissa.
You're the grand finale, my guy. Are you ready for this?
I love it. Absolutely.
I can't believe it, though. 7 weeks and we get to be here in the great Park City. And I mean, I know you love Bridgeport. I love Bridgeport. And Frankie's is very special. I was actually explaining to my husband last night. He said, you know, how do you pick your diners? And, you know, there's a whole process. But when we landed on Frankie's, it's funny. I don't know if I ever told you this story, Nick, but our team thought Frankie's was the best fit. It made the most sense.
Right.
Fine. But then when I came here, my mom, who came to watch the show, she used to work at Bridgeport Hospital.
Okay.
She and my grandmother, who's since passed, this was their stomping ground. This is where they came on their breaks. This is where they came after long shifts. This is where they met with their nursing friends. And so it's a very personal place. And I know Frankie's is very special to so many. Why do you think that is?
We've been around for close to 90 years, and we've been part of the community, and we're always in the community doing things, and the community, you know, is here with us too. So that's a very special thing. Our baseball team is a soccer team that we sponsor, all different things that we've always been part of, and I think that's very important. And we're just in a great spot, always have been.
Yeah.
And Bridgeport Hospital's right there. And we still have those nurses that come in, and we still have the doctors and the different people and the employees that come down here from there. And it's a great place.
Mm, yeah. It totally is. My mom can't wait to stop by later today with my little guy. So it's going to be fun. And it's funny because State Senator Tony Wong actually stopped by on his way to go up to Hartford. And I thought he was coming here to see me, obviously, but he came here to see you. Apparently he's like, listen, you know, Nick and his whole team, you guys feel like family. And it seems like that atmosphere here, that you really have kind of a family dynamic running Frankie's.
We do, and not just from our customers and our friends, but our employees. They're like family, all long-term people that have been with us for a very long time. And, you know, this is the heart and soul of our business, is our people that work for us. And if we didn't have them, we wouldn't be here. So that's important.
Well, if we didn't have you, I don't know if we'd have a stop in Bridgeport. So I'm very thrilled about that, Nick. And again, we're at our final stop of the WICC Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. I've got Nick sitting across from me. Nick, what do you like about running a diner?
The people. I think over the years, I've been here since I was 9 years old and officially took the place over 25 years ago. The amount of people and the amount of stories that I've seen and people that I've met, that's you know, can't beat my job. I love doing this day in, day out. I'm very lucky. Very lucky to be in Bridgeport. So
yeah.
Absolutely.
You've been doing this since you were 9?
Yeah.
And you're not sick of it. You don't have a wrinkle on your face. You would never know if you had
depends
any
what
stressful day.
It is.
I caught you on a good day. No, it's true. I think I love that about the diner tour. There are so many things I love about it, but you could tell from stop to stop that this is more than just a job. This is like this is your life. This is
absolutely
what you grew up in,
yep,
and this is what you've known. And in people, you know, everybody has those tough days, but you really love this and the people. I mean, do you have people's orders like to mind? Do you know when they walk in, you're like, oh, there's bacon, egg, and cheese man over there.
Somebody could call on the phone and we know their order right away. And
really?
Yeah, that happens all the time. And there's people that sit down and our servers will know their order. And, you know, just by looking at the caller ID, you call the person's name. Hey, Steve, BLT again? Yes. You know, those are the simple orders. The ones that are tough are the ones that come from left field, but even those become pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you remember my order from last year?
I don't.
I don't know if I ordered last year, to be honest.
You
did
but
I order
not with me.
D?
You did. You ate
did
a lot.
Did I? I ate a lot. I love how Nick knows. He goes, I remember you ate a lot. No, he's not wrong.
But that was good. That's what we want you to do.
You
want you to eat a lot. You ate a lot, that means it's good.
Yeah. No, I have kind of a strange, it starts off as a normal order, but it turns into a strange order. I make a stacker where I get a bacon and cheese omelet and I put it on like one on top of the other.
You actually did that last year. I remember
yes,
that.
Yes, there
you
we
were
go.
Very
I knew
excited
you'd get
about
there.
That.
Yes, I love my stacker. That's the Sheck stacker right there. Are you kidding me? I expect that this morning, 10:01. No, I'm just kidding. But do you have a favorite food? I always love to ask that question.
So I have.
What's your staple?
My staple in my diner always has been, for some reason, eggs over easy with bacon and home fries well done.
Love
and
it.
Rye toast. And then for lunch, it's a cheeseburger club or a Greek salad. And I can't, you know, I go some other places and I'm like, oh, nobody makes it like me.
But
that's not, that's not true. All diners are great. You know, every neighborhood has their diner. And I just feel like mine is the best.
Yeah. Well, listen, we love being at Frankie's. It's honestly one of the stops that we get so excited for. Now, 2 years in a row, you've let us take over the back corner here.
Love
it. We so appreciate it. Yep. And for people who come in, I always love to ask this question because I think it's one of the coolest parts of your job, Nick, is the generational. You see people that you had, you know, maybe when they were kids and now they have kids. Or you have the grandparents who come in. You know, what is that like?
It's crazy. I have several families who it's like I know five generations of the family, and maybe the great-grandparents have died and now they have great-grandkids. But that's five generations. And at one point, all four generations will be here at the same time, which is amazing.
That's so
cool. And you see kids growing up, getting married, having their kids, and you know their parents, and you knew their grandparents, and now you know their kids. And then eventually their kids get older, and they have kids.
That's
and
so
And it's
wild.
Like, wow. And that's what you know, diner does is it brings that whole family aspect together, which is great.
Yeah, it's really, really neat, Nick. Yeah. And I know it's kind of it's quiet right now, but when do you think we're going to start to see the hustle and bustle?
Well, we open up normally every day at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. No, so, you do this. That's so nice
of
you.
So,
yeah. let us make you, hey, knock on the door at 5:30. Let us in.
I was so excited. I woke up at 3:30 this morning, woke up my house. So I said, I got to go. And
I love that.
I was very excited to get down here for sure.
Well, we are so excited to be here. Nick, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Love
and
this.
Please keep me in mind for next year.
I got you. Right? I know. He loves that he's the grand finale. I mean.
Absolutely.
I don't know. There's something special about it. It's very cool. We so appreciate you, Nick. You're the best.
Thank
Your entire team here. Thank you.
WIC rocks. Always.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm just going to have you. We're going to cut that, Eric. If you're listening back at the studio, just cut that part. Make that into a promo. That'd be great. Nick, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Don't worry. I'll be bothering you.
Yes.
Like all morning long because we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. At least till we're live till 10 o'clock. And then I'll probably be here after the show, you know, having my stacker, as I mentioned. Thanks, Nick. Adore you.